Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining my podcast. Really appreciate you taking time to listen to this today. I actually just posted a video on my Instagram, which is Choose Your POV. Again, that's Choose Your POV, ChooseYourPOV. I usually make a video connected to my podcast or vice versa. I actually had this idea relatively recently, and I just said, you know what, let me just sit on the idea for an hour or so. Let me kind of think about how I want to express it, and here we are. So I really want to talk to you about that as well, because I want you to realize my creative process is really up in the air a lot of times. It's not something that I have set in stone. I'm not sitting there and writing ideas. I think that's great, and I do that sometimes, but most of the times I'm just thinking throughout my day, and an idea pops in my head, and I'm like, I like that. Let me dive a little bit deeper. And then I say to myself, why don't I jump on a podcast and talk about it, or, you know, jump on a voice recording and talk about it, which I'm doing right now. Similar to a video, I will think about what I want to talk about, and then I will talk about it in the video for a short amount of time. So one of the things I think I talk a lot about on this podcast, but I think it's not even said enough, is the word optimism and being optimistic and having hope. I think those words are very common, right? I think everyone wants to be optimistic. Everyone wants to have hope. Who doesn't want to do that? I don't think there's any disagreement on whether being positive, optimistic, and hopeful is a good or bad thing. It's good, right? But I think a lot of times I struggle, and some other people may struggle, on defining what optimism is and being optimistic. What is being optimistic? Is it being happy all the time? Is it being positive all the time? And do you have to be optimistic all the time to be an optimistic person? And by no means is any of that 100% true all the time. You don't always have to be happy. You don't always have to be positive. You don't always have to be optimistic. I actually would argue that the most optimistic people are those who struggle a lot, right? They struggle a lot. They have negative thoughts. But they're the ones who are able to push through those difficult moments, those difficult days, those difficult feelings, right? They're the ones who can, you know, look at the bad days, look at the bad things, the bad feelings, and say to themselves that this too shall pass, and this will show something better in the future. And I said to myself, what's a good analogy for this? And I think an analogy that really hit home for me is the idea of a rainy day. And, you know, we all have experienced rainy days. Wherever you are in the world, it rains. And I can assure you that I've spent many days when it's raining and it's gloomy, especially in the summer when it's hot, or in the winter when it's really cold and it's close to even snowing, inside. I just sit inside and I'll watch TV, I'll read, I'll maybe hang out with a friend inside. Like, I won't be outside. And for me personally, I love being outside, and it brings a lot of joy to me when I'm out. I find a lot of joy with being outside. So being inside is actually quite difficult for me, especially if it's throughout the day, right? If it's inside, if I get to go outside a little bit just to get some fresh air or whatnot, that's good for me. But being inside all day, it doesn't make me really feel good. It, you know, kind of brings me down. Now, I've gone through days where I haven't gone outside at all, and, you know, it's fine. I live, you know, it's not the end of the world at all. But I think if it adds up, like, you know, during the whole week or during the whole, you know, weekend or whatnot, it's annoying. It's definitely annoying. So to make the story short, I don't like rainy days. I doubt that you like rainy days. We all love sunny days. But my point is that rainy days are actually amazing in a lot of ways. Because rainy days actually bring very, very sunny days. And what we can take from this lesson is that, well, what we can take from the lesson I'm going to kind of go dive into is that rainy days are the same thing as bad days, or gloomy days, or days that just don't go really away. And sunny days are the days that are great. You're happy, everything's positive, everything's going your way. We forget that in order to have sunny days and in order to have great days, you sometimes have to have rainy days and sometimes have bad days. Why? Because I truly believe that rainy days or bad days, not so good days, give you the ability to grow, an ability to learn, and the ability to find gratitude that will appear during those sunny days. I look at rain as a nutrient that we all need. We all need those days to reflect, and we all need those days to kind of understand that, we don't always have sunny days, right? Rainy day shows you that every day is not sunny. And it allows you to also be grateful for the sunny days. And, you know, going back to the nutrients, usually bad days, mistakes, annoying circumstances that don't go your way, or things you want to change and have caused you to have a bad day, usually bring good days in the long run because you're able to change yourself or change your perspective on the situation. So, you know, the saying is also like, the hard things make you stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it's just like going back to the gym. When you work out, you lift weights, it's painful. But if you don't find that pain, you don't break those muscles, you won't ever grow. And I think that's such an important thing to remember in life, is that no one ever said life was going to be all sunny days. But no one ever said that you can't believe that every day has it's a positive meaning in its own way. And I think optimism, again, is being able to say that, you know, today's not a good day, today's a rainy day, but tomorrow may be a really sunny day, and the next day may be a really sunny day, and chances are I'll have another rainy day, but I'm going to look forward to tomorrow and use this rainy day as a way to grow and as a way to reflect and find gratitude. So, you know, now I'm still not really happy with, you know, being inside all day. It's mentally annoying, like seeing just the darkness and it being rainy outside. But I kind of say to myself, you know, the earth is cleaning itself. The earth is nurturing itself. You know, we're going to have prettier flowers. We're going to have cleaner air, right? We're going to have all these great stuff after the rainy days are done. And that's what really optimism is for me, is the ability to look at life that way. And not just a singular day, but a bigger picture. You know, that goes back to, I made a podcast once where I said that don't define your day as a bad day or even as a good day because of one thing. Define your day as a day, right? Take those 24 hours in. You may have a difficult hour, you know, in the afternoon, but that doesn't necessarily mean your evening has to be bad, or your next morning has to be bad, or even your rest of your afternoon has to be bad. It's the way you get back up. It's not necessarily what happens, right? And I think that's the attitude that has really helped me stay positive and optimistic and hopeful. And it's also been able to, I've also really been able to understand the power of this too shall pass. Like, difficult moments will likely pass. Rainy days will usually pass, right? It's not going to rain forever. And I think that it's such an important practice to do in our lives. And we oftentimes just let the world and our surroundings kind of just dictate how we should feel about a day, right? Everyone's like, oh, it's raining, it's Monday, it's, you know, it's a long week, it's too many meetings, it's all these negative things. And I get it, like, there's a lot of annoying things from that. But I think we can change our perspective and say, like, oh, it's raining. Like, I get to be inside a little bit. I get to, you know, catch up on a show. I get to catch up on a book. You know, it's going to be really beautiful the next day because of the rain. Or, you know, I it's Monday. I get to start a new week. I get to see my colleagues. Or, you know, I have meetings. I get to meet new people. I get to learn new things. And it's like, it's the perspective that you have in life. It's not necessarily what happens, right? And I think I've said this numerous times in my podcast. It's how you look at things, right? It's how you look at the cards dealt to you and how you deal with the cards that dealt with you. It's not the cards that are dealt with you. And I think it goes back to you being born, right? No one ever asked you to be born. You've been given this gift. And that's the same thing with everything that happens in your life. Look at it as something that's being given to you, for you. Not against you, but for you. And even those bad things, right? Like, I could tell you, you know, I've gone through having surgeries on my eye and having really difficult times with, you know, depression and sadness and being lonely, and occasionally still feeling that way. But I could tell you, though, a lot of that, those moments, while it was difficult, it was very formative in the long term, because it was allowing me to grow because I decided to grow. I didn't decide it to let it push me down. And that's a really big thing, is that you always have a choice on whether or not you let something work for you and help you grow and become better, or go against you. And there's been a lot of things in my life where I let it go against me. You know, I was in relationships, I was in situations where I, had negative feelings, and I just let it take hold of me, right? And I let it kind of bring me down, and I let it win. But the moments when I said, no, I'm not going to let it win, I'm not going to give in, were the moments when I eventually became the happiest person I could be. So, you know, it's again, it's not necessarily how things happen or what happens to you. It's how you respond and how you deal with the circumstances, how you see the circumstances. And that's why this podcast is called Choose Your Perspective. So that's really what I wanted to get across, at least in this point, part of the podcast, is that you need to look at rainy days as part of a bigger picture with a bunch of sunny days. And it's going to force you to look a little bit into the future. And I know we talk about being in the present, but sometimes looking to the future just for a little bit to realize that the future can be really amazing, can be really, really impactful for your life long term. And that, again, is you're looking at it long term, not necessarily looking at short term. I've met a lot of people, and I've dealt with it myself, where I've gone through, or they're going through, a really difficult time. And my main thing is that to tell them, and I even tell myself this now, I wish I could have told my earlier self, is just keep on going. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And, you know, it may not work out. And there may be a moment when you're going to say, like, hey, like, yeah, this is really not working out. But just keep on pushing a little bit more, because sometimes when it's painful, it's actually the best time to push a little harder, right? When you're in the gym and you're feeling that pain, you're feeling that, like, you know, that those aches, you don't want to continue, you're getting tired, you're losing your breath. Those are the moments that you push forward, and those are the moments that you can do more. And those are the moments that you'll probably see the most results from. So I always tell people, you know, during difficult situations and, you know, during situations where things are not going their way, to push a little bit harder, to just get a little bit further. And if you can't get further and it's really, really just difficult, and if anything, you're being pushed back, then fine, you need to be honest with yourself. But you don't know what the next day will bring. And you don't know what you're capable of by pushing forward and what you'll be capable of in the future. So just keep on pushing forward. And again, look at those rainy days as eventually sunny days and amazing days. And look at it as a positive thing, not necessarily a negative thing. Control your perspective. Another really big thing I want to talk about, and I think this is something I will talk about in several podcasts, not just this one, is a book I recently finished. It's called The Happiest Man on Earth. And it's about a Holocaust survivor. He lived to 101 years old. And there's tons of books about Holocaust survivors. I wish there was more. You know, I'm Jewish, and it hits home. I wish there was a lot more where people could talk about their stories, but unfortunately, there were a lot of people, obviously, who died in that. But the main thing in this book that really hit home for me is this person's message of hope. This person's message of not giving in to what's being dealt to him. You know, not giving in to hate. You know, he experienced so much hate, but he still decided not to fall into that and hate back. And that's power. That is beautiful, and that is power, and we can all learn from that. And I think another really amazing thing is that every single time he pushed forward during the war, he was pushed back. Every time he pushed forward, he was pushed back. And anyone in those situations, I think even myself, you know, I don't want to give myself all the credit. I'd probably give up. I'd probably say, you know what? This is it. This is it. But you know what he said? He said, how do I know? How do I know this is it? How do I know that this is the end? If I say it's the end, then of course I know it's the end. I know the book has already been written. But if he says to himself, I don't know if this is the end, I want to hope that tomorrow will be better than today, that the next day will be brighter than today, that the next day will be a sunny day, not just a rainy day, then I will continue going on with that belief, and I will continue living tomorrow. And that's what he had. He had hope. He had optimism. And while it was very difficult, you could hear in his voice and in his writing and the circumstances he was in, he realized that the only thing he had in his control was his perspective and his mindset and his way on and the way he responded. Nothing else. He was not in control of anything else. He was in control of how he responded, not only to the circumstances, but also the horrible people he encountered. And just reading that story and what he went through, I mean, I can't even talk about it here because it's so graphic. What he went through made me think so much about what I go through and what I complain about, what I get angry about. And it made me think, it made me say to myself, if this person can have hope, then of course I need to have hope too. If this person can see past today and look for a brighter tomorrow, then I can do that as well. And sometimes you really have to understand that a lot of people out there in the world and in history have gone through horrendous things and still made it out. Another great book I recommend is Man's Search for Meaning. Very similar premises of hope and meaning, and saying that I define my meaning, no one else but me, myself. I define my mind and the meaning I have for my life and the purpose I have for my life. And I think that's so powerful. And one thing that I hold dearly, you know, with myself and my religion and my culture, is the word hope. In Judaism, everything is about hope. Because throughout history, you know, my people have been destroyed, have been, you know, persecuted, executed, horrible things, tortured, everything that you can name. But we have had hope, and that's what got us through. And everyone can learn something from that. Everyone. Hopefully no one experiences such horrible acts that were done to them. Hopefully no one experienced anything near that in this world and in history again. But we can still learn from really negative events that the biggest thing that we can have is hope and our perspective. And I know you're going to tell me, it's how do you compare the Holocaust to my life? I'm going through different things. I still can feel annoyed and I can still get angry and I can still complain. Of course you can. And I'm not saying that I don't. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. We're all human, right? We all have emotions. But I think it's powerful to remind yourself that what you're going through is nowhere near what he went through and what other people went through. And if he and other people during the Holocaust could get through that, I know you could get through this. And I know people may say that's really extreme. Why you bring up the Holocaust? Well, sometimes you need to be a little bit extreme to really get a point across. Because I think sometimes you really have to realize what this entire overall situation is, and the overall, and gain a little perspective on a situation rather than just immediately responding. So again, to conclude, I think we need to look at life in an optimistic light. I think that's something that from an optimistic perspective. I think that's something I've spoken about in my podcast numerous times, and I hopefully have expressed that as much as I can, and you feel that. But what does that mean? What does optimism, positivity, and what does that mean? And of course, it's probably going to be spoken about in another podcast, and it's a long-winded answer. But to me, today, listening to the book and reading about things like what these people went through, as well as realizing that those rainy days actually bring sunny days, optimism to me is hope and understanding that today is tough. Today may be a rainy day. Today may not be fair. Things may not go your way. But tomorrow has not yet occurred, and tomorrow could be a better day. And we have a decision on whether or not we give up, we give in, or we push through and we push forward and we let ourselves decide how we view a situation, not other people. A person can slap you in the face and it can hurt. But that doesn't mean that you have to listen to them and what they believe you are. You have the power to push back and define your own self and your own perspective. Don't let anyone ever tell you differently. So I'll leave this to you. Tomorrow may be a rainy day, but use that rainy day as a day to grow, to learn, to find understanding and reflection of life. And use the next day as a day of joy, because you get to live that day. You get to experience all those beautiful things that so many people couldn't experience. And just taking in the day as a day, and really, really being grateful and really being optimistic that it could be a good day. You choose your perspective. Don't forget that. Thanks so much for listening to me.